Good afternoon, Rabotai. By the way, I want you to know, I don't take it for granted that you come to hear some Divrei Torah during a break. It's a lo pashut at all. Right? You know, a break is a break, manasat. But you come to hear Divrei Torah is mamash Divrei Elohim Chaim. I appreciate it very much. And also, I want to make it known that this is not a Sephardi or Ashkenazi group or whatever. We don't. Anybody can come to any of the shiurim.
You know. Look at me.
No, I don't know. I don't want them to think this is a Torah group. You know what I mean? People come and learn and grow, and they want to hear a little bit, you know, some of the Shitat HaPsika Sfaradit. This is the place for you. You know what I'm saying? We cater to all Yidden. So yesterday I mentioned that we gave a little bit of a halachic background and a little bit of a Kabbalistic background to Slichot last night. And to continue the discussion from last night, I did quote a Yalkut Yosef in the new, you know, the new editions of it. He's lining up, popping them out, you know, very, very quickly. So in the new editions of Yalkut Yosef, he says that the only time in Chutz La'aretz they should be nekin to have a night slichot is when it's being done in tandem. If you're having a, you know, like a live feed with a minyan from Eretz Yisrael. Now, which creates another very, very big issue among the poskim, which Maran Zichron Berachah deals with extensively, which is it's not necessarily slichot. It's slichot and minyanim or whatever. It's very popular in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say, you know, in Israel they have frum radio stations. You know that, right? Yeah, they have Kol Chai, Kol Barai. They have a bunch of them. Many times they have slichot on live feed, yeah, or they have any other program. Let's say you hear a slichot, or a kaddish, or a kedusha, or yud gimel midot, or a bracha, by phone, by Zoom. Do you answer that, or do you not answer that? Is that considered that you're hearing the actual person? Is that considered that you hear the person's voice? Are you yotzech yedei chovah with hearing such a thing? Can it be considered that you're praying b'tzibur? There's a lot of different things. I'm sure you've been to chatunot before. I'm sure you've been to weddings. And sometimes it's very interesting, depending on the Mesader Kiddushin, sometimes the Mesader Kiddushin, depending on if he's Sephardi Ashkenaz, and even among Ashkenazim, there's different opinions. Sometimes you'll see the Mesader Kiddushin, he'll say his brachot into the microphone. Sometimes he won't. Sometimes he'll refuse the microphone and say, no, I'm not going to. So there's a reason for that, which I want to point out. So first and foremost, it's a short piece. I'd like to read inside as much as possible. We have some time. Maran Zichron Berachah in Chazon Ovadia, Amud Kaf Aleph, Be'ezat Hashem during Chodesh Elul and beginning of Tishri, I hope to be going through nice sections of Chazon Ovadia. So if you have one, you can bring it, Matov Manayim. If not, we'll figure something out. Anyway, so he writes, Hashomea Bebeto Slichot Derech HaRadio B'Shidur Chai. Says if you're home, and let's say you can't get to Slichot Minyan or whatever it is, and you're hearing the Slichot, which is Ma'asim Shebechol Yom and Eretz Yisrael, especially, you know, it's a very popular one. They have a live feed every night. You know, Rav Reuven Elbaz in Arachayim, that's one of the most famous Slichot, besides for the Kotel, that's like location number two in the world for Slichot. So every night, they have live feeds from that Slichot. So let's say you can't get there, and you're listening to it at home. He says, Yachol la'anot yag midot kesheshomea otam min hatzibur. You are allowed to answer, to say along the Slichot, those the yud gimel midot with the tzibur, v'chein yachol la'anot amen achra kaddish al shliach tzibur. You're also allowed to, if you hear the shliach tzibur saying kaddish, you're also allowed to answer amen. So there are a few issues over here that need to be worked out. Number one, is this considered hearing when you hear something by microphone, okay, or by telephone or by Zoom? Is that considered hearing a person's voice in terms of yetziat yedei chovah? There are certain things, certain mitzvot, which Maran deals with extensively, that you need to hear the actual voice of the person. For instance, Tkiat Shofar is really, it's on Yom Tov, so there's not so much we can do on it. But let's say Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, you need to hear the voice of the Baal Koreh. If you hear the Megillah being read through a microphone, is that considered hearing a human voice reading the Megillah? Bar Chiyuva? Or is that an electronic voice?
There are two types of microphones, though.
What do you mean?
One that makes the voice better and one that just makes it bigger.
What's the difference? I mean,
If it changes the voice, I mean, it's not his voice. But if it just makes it stronger, then it
so is. We'll see in a moment that, at least according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, every single microphone system alters the human voice, as we're going to see. Now, yeah, what do you want to say?
Is it then Shomea Kona?
So, yeah, you need Shomea Kona, right, in order to be Yotze Megillah, in order to be Yotze any mitzvah you know, through a shliach tzibur, you need the mechanism of shomei keoneh. So the question is, when you're hearing this right. mitzvah through a microphone, is that necessarily considered shomei keoneh? Another issue is, if you're not standing physically with the minyan, can you answer things? First of all, amen. You can't say amen to random things that you're not hearing. There's five opinions what amen yatoma is among the rishonim. But one of the opinions is, it's not according to Maran. Maran doesn't hold to this. But according to some rishonim, amen yatoma is answering amen to a bracha that you didn't hear. If you're not hearing an actual, you're not physically there, and you're hearing it being transmitted, does that give you license to answer amen to that? Also, in terms of answering, so that's stam answering amen. What about things that need a tzibur? Yud Gimel Midot needs a tzibur. Answering Kaddish, Baruchu, those are things that need a tzibur. You're not standing with them. Are you considered part of the tzibur enough to answer to those things when you're not there and it's just being transmitted electronically or digitally or whatever in any of these formats? So that's something that Maran Zichron B'chad discusses at length. Listen to what he says. So, by the way, just a trick for... Maran Zichron B'chad writes many different works. Yabiyahu Omer, Chavedat, and each of the things that he writes is a very, very different style. If you ever learned the Yabiyahu Omer, you'll know that's for... You have to really hold on tight. That's for hardcore Talmid Chachamim, because there's so many twists. It's very, very hard. I don't know if, for those of you who are from Queens, you probably know Rav Olbeam Shlita. He's one of the biggest poskim in Queens. So he told... Rabbi Olbeam, from Nachlas Yitzchak, from 73rd. So he told me he's very into Yabiyahu Omer. Although he's Ashkenazi, but... He quotes him all the time. He quotes him all the time in his Sfarim, and he says almost every time that I open up a Yabia Omer to sit down to learn the Tshuva, I end up with a headache because it's so intense. Yichavidat, totally different experience. Yichavidat, you know what Yichavidat was? Maran Zichron B'chad every Friday used to give a shir on the radio. They used to ask him a question point blank. Okay, watch. They used to ask him a question, and without any preparation, anything, used to give a whole Tshuva on the radio, no prep, no nothing, no sfarim, boom, boom, giving it, and he compiled those radio shiurim that he gave on Fridays. It's an unbelievable thing. In Eretz Yisrael, Chava, we don't have it here. The people, you know, as they're preparing for Shabbat Kodesh, they have, you know, Shir Shabbat, and they have shiurim. It's a wonderful thing. So Maran Zichron B'chad used to be on the radio on Fridays, and they collected those shiurim, and they put it into Yichavidat. Now, obviously, when you're speaking, those were meant for, you know, who's listening to the radio? A very broad audience. So you have to kind of bring down the level a little bit so everybody understands. So Chavidat is much smoother, much more easier to understand, flows much better. It's, you know, it's very, very much toned down from Yabiyahu Omer. Chazon Ovadia is kind of a fusion of Yabiyahu Omer and Chavidat. What he does is, first of all, Chazon Ovadia is only on the Mo'adim. Shabbat, Mo'adim, Avelut, Prosbul and Shemitah, he has things, so that's what it's really focusing on. He compiles things that he wrote already in Yabiyahu Omer and Yichavidat, and then he adds new things, obviously, new things that came up. The tops are just Piskei Halachot, very easy Piskei Halachot, like we just read before. The bottoms are for Talmidei Chachamim. There's sometimes many more Chidushei Dinim in the bottoms that you won't get on the top, that you can only get if you delve through the notes on the bottom. It's important for those people who just skim through the tops. That's like the body without the neshama. The neshama of the Chazon Ovadia is inside the bottom. You should know that. Anyway, Kitzur, so he says like this. Hine b'shut Yabiyahu Omer, chelek alef, katavti lifnei kachamishim shana. He says, I already wrote about this 50 years ago, about microphones and stuff like that. B'shem Hagaon Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, shadavar barul ledaato, she'en yotzin yidei chovat tefila u'mikra megillah ve'kol shofar b'shmi'atam derech haradio. You cannot be yotze, obviously, Rosh Hashanah. Don't be doing things on the phone or radio on Rosh Hashanah. But even, let's say, Havdalah. Yeah? Havdalah Motzai Shabbat. Which is also tshuva in Yigrot Moshe Ot Shulvetu. So the person is bedridden and he can't come to shul and nobody can come to him. Can you hear Havdalah on the phone? Or on the by Zoom? Good shayla. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, garnished. Nothing doing. You cannot be yotzei dechova, not shofar, not megillah, not kiddush, not havdalah. Nothing that requires a human... Now, again, shofar is not a human voice, but it's the natural sound of the shofar that you can't be yotzei with an electronically generated sound. And he says, why? Ki hakol hanishma la'adam darkam eino kol ha'ish hamedaber atzmo. It's not the natural voice. Ela hu kol haniklat be'emtza'ut membrana, v'zeh dome lekol hanishma mitaklit shel gramophone shel kol acher. It's like, it says very similar. Let's say, if you listen to a recording of Mikra Megillah, are you Yotze? Mapitom. Yeah. Did it originate in a human voice? Yeah, in order to have the recording, somebody had to read the Megillah. But what? And even let's say a person recorded himself reading the Megillah on Purim. So let's say it happened bizman chiyuv. Are you yotze by listening to that recording?
No.
Still not. Even though it was originally based on human voice, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and by the way, Rav Shlomo Zalman, besides for being Gedol Adon and Posek Adir, he was known for his prowess in technology. He was a master in technology. The reason for that was, how did it start? When he was younger, his mother was very hard of hearing, and they had just come out with the first, old-timer hearing aids. In the olden days what hearing aids were? They used to put, like, trumpets in the ears, and that would just... So he was in the generation where they just came out with the first hearing aids in Yerushalayim, and he saved up a lot of money, and he bought his mother, who was hard of hearing, hearing aids. So because, and he wanted to know in terms of Shabbat, wearing it on Shabbat, adjusting it and stuff like that, so he got involved very much in all the technological aspects of new things, like hearing aids, refrigerators, right? This is the age of technology. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was very, very in touch with that. All of the hechsherim for technological things in Israel, Machon Technologi LaHalacha, Tzomet, all of these institutions, they would always consult with him, because he was considered the master posek who understood all the technology. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a microphone is exactly like a recording, in that, just like a recording is based on a human voice, but it's not, so too is a microphone. There's a membrane mechanism inside the microphone that catches the voice, and it uses that to spiral off a newly generated human voice that sounds like you, but it's not you. So you're being, you'd say you're hearing a robotic electronic thing, but it's not you, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. You cannot use that to be yotze any of the mitzvot that require shomea keone, shofar, kiddush, avdala, megillah, lo mshane. So he says, ve'etik dvarenu b'yabiyome agon of Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss, b'shut minchat Yitzchak. He also holds like that lalacha. וגם הלום נתפסו מדברים אלו בספרו מנחת שלמה. He quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman said that lalacha, and the Rav Shlomo Zalman said that anybody who disagrees with this, and there are many poskim that disagreed with his psak, as I'll tell you now, he says the reason why they disagree with me is because they don't understand the mechanism well as I do. He says he got to the nitty gritty, he got professors and engineers and whatever, and he says this is how it works, no other way. Now, nevertheless, ulam. Against all these poskim, Beshut Igrot Moshe, Chelek Bet, Katav, Uldidi Mesapka Lituva. Rav Moshe was also asked if a person would be able to be Yotzim Mikra Megillah or Havdalah and stuff like that on the telephone or by microphone. So Rav Moshe was asked the same thing. And he says, She'af im nomar sha'emet ke'amirat ha'mumchim, she'anishma derech ramkol, en ze kol adam, ela kol acher she'na'asa mikolo. Says Rav Moshe, okay, let's assume for a second that that's how it works, that it's not a natural voice. Rav Moshe says, I don't care that it's not a natural human voice. What caused it to come into existence? Human voice. So it caused it. So he says, ומנין לנו שעל עצם כוח השמיע איכו, שאולי הוא גם כן באופן זה שנעשה גלי קול באוויר, מגיעים לאוזנו. Rav Moshe has a very interesting svara. He says, you're listening to me talk now, correct? How are you hearing my voice? You know how sound works? I have my vocal cords create vibrations in the air. Those vibrations vibrate until they hit your ears. Your ears have like receptors in them. There are nerve endings in your ears and your eardrum that turn those vibrations into sound. So who says the vibrations that I caused, even speaking naturally, are considered human voice? Maybe those vibrations are just an offshoot of a human voice. And maybe you should never be yotze. Maybe nobody can ever be yotze any mitzvah because it's not... So says Rav Moshe, if you're going to tell me that you yotze with regular voice, which we know scientifically works on sound waves, who's to say that a microphone should be any different? That's Rav Moshe's svara. Very, polar opposite svara of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Very, very interesting thing. Now, וכן מסתבר לפי דברי חכמי הטבע, that we said, ומכל מקום נחשב שהוא קולו של האדם, ואם כן אפשר שגם הקול נעשה על ידי רמקול. רמקול in Hebrew is a microphone. הוא קול האדם ממש, ובכלל לא ברור שהדבר מה שאומרים שהוא קול אחר, ואם כן, מצד ההלכה אין למחות ביד הקוראים מגילה על ידי רמקול. He says, Rav Moshe says, even though he's מסופק, Rav Moshe says, if you see somebody reading מגילה with a microphone, leave him alone. לדעתו זה בסדר. ולעניין חשש קלקול ושמיעת קול שופר וקריאת התורה, אין לך הוא, שהרי גם שבת ויום טוב אסור לדבר על ידי רמקול, טוב. Now, Igrot Moshe, he says the same thing with Havdalah. He says, if a person can't hear Havdalah otherwise, he says, it's okay for them to hear Havdalah. Through the telephone or through a Zoom, he says, "Meikar Adin, if you need to he would be mekin. Interesting, comes out today. Today is the yahrzeit of Rav Kook, alav shalom. Gimel be'elul. So he quotes him actually in halacha. So we'll say divrei Torah le'inun shmato. Gam, Hagaon Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kook, b'shut Orach Mishpat, כתב שבכל ענייני דברים של בקדושה, השומע אותם דרך הרדיו או הטלפון, כיוון שיש שם עשרה, אין שום מחיצה מפסקת בין ישראל לאביהם שבשמיים. ורק בשופר יש לדון לאסון משום כל עברה, ששם הקפיד התורה שיהיו כל שופר בלבד, מה שאין כן בדברים של קדושה. The Rav Kook, quoted by the Harzevi, he says בפירוש, that a person, anything that has to do with דברים של קדושה, קדיש, קדושה, להלכה is, the Gemara brings down מסכת סוטה, אפילו מחיצה של ברזל אינה מפסקת בין ישראל לאביהם שבשמיים. As long as there's a minyan in one place, even if you're somewhere totally different, the halacha is that nothing stops, even a מחיצה של ברזל. So as long as you know, and באמת, מרן זכרונו לברכה says that, להלכה, מרן זכרונו לברכה writes in both in יביע עומר, חוות דעת, חזון עובדיה, in terms of, listen carefully to the difference, in terms of being יוצא ידי חובה, he holds like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that anything that requires יציאת ידי חובה, like what? Megillah, Kiddush, Abdallah, Shofar, you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze. Yeah? Now, that's why he writes very famously, he writes that by Megillah, if the Baal Koreh wants to read Megillah with a microphone, he says only those who are sitting closest to him that would be able to hear him without the microphone are Yotze. People sitting, let's say the shul is very big. After, when a person's reading with a microphone, you're not reading at the same volume that you would without the microphone, right? Because that's the point of it. You lower your voice, and it's amplified much more just as a result of the microphone. And he says, when you do that, the people who are sitting at the edge of the shul that wouldn't be able to hear the chazan otherwise, they're not yotze. I remember when Manan Zichron Baruch he was a little bit younger, he used to read Megillah on Purim and Yichave Da'at. So, Baruch Hashem, I was zochem many years to read Nichave Da'at myself after Manan Zichron Baruch Nifta. But when he read, so he used to come, Be'emet, and he used to read with a microphone. He used to read with a microphone, Manan Zichron Baruch. And Chacham David used to say before he started, Chacham David, the son, who was the Rav of the Shul, he used to say before Chacham Ovadia started reading, he says, the Rav is about to read with the microphone. Just by the way, anybody who's sitting on the edges of the Shul, nobody's Yotze. That's what he used to say before that. Only those who are mamash. Huddling, not huddling, but you know, sitting pretty close to him, such that if you took away the microphone, you'd be able to hear him, Yotze. That's in terms of being Yotze de Chova. But in terms of answering Dvarim Shel Kedusha, answering a bracha, amen to a bracha, answering amen to Kaddishim, answering Baruchu, answering Yud Gimal Midot, over there, do you need to be Yotze de Chova anything? You're just answering Dvarim Shel Kedusha? Over there, Maran Zichron Bracha says that the halacha is that you're Yotze anywhere you are, as long as you hear, you're hearing it happen now. And over the, it's not like it's not happening. It's happening now. You know it's happening somewhere in the world. And you're hearing it happen. You're allowed to answer. I mean, it's no different. Maran Zichron Bracha says, like from the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, the Gemara says there's a gigantic shul in Alexandria. Remember that Gemara? The Gemara says there were hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in the shul. Many of the people couldn't hear the chazan. What was their system for Chazarat HaShatz to let people know to answer Amen? They had flags. Yeah, the Rishonim say, according to the Rishonim, the Meiri brings down on the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, he says, hey, wait a second, there's an opinion among the Rishonim that says that if you answer Amen to a bracha, that you don't know which bracha is being made, it's still Amen Yatoma. So how do the flags work if they didn't know? Two answers the Meiri gives. Number one is that they would keep count. Right? First Amen, Magen Avraham. Second Amen, Mechaya Metim. They would keep, so they knew which brachot. Second answer is they use different color flags. The brachot of the Amidah, the Chazarat HaShatz, used color-coded flags so that people associated the colors with the bracha that they're there so that they would know which bracha was being made. It's a big thing. So, anyway, lom shaneh. Mikol makom. With regards to answering Amen, as long as it's happening, you can answer Amen, no problem. Now he says, what are you going to tell me? What about the delay? Let's talk about a delay for a second. As you know, in any time you transmit something digitally, there will always be some sort of delay. Because guess what? I don't know if you realize, even when I'm talking to you now, there's also a delay from the times I'm saying we can't measure it because you really need like scientific kelim to measure it. But there's still a delay from when I say the words, when I make the sound, and you hear it. You know that? Now, how much more so now that it's being electronically transmitted through a phone through a radio, a Zoom, whatever it is, that there's a delay. Says Maran Zichrono Livracha, and echoed by Gaon Yelkut Yosef, he says that the delay is so negligible. Did you ever measure the delay? What is the cutoff point at which a person is no longer able to answer Amen or whatever it is to a bracha that's being made? You have to answer Toch Kedei Dibur. Toch Kedei Dibur, this is Machloket Rishonim, we hold L'Da'at Maran Shulchan Aruch, it's the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Aleich Rabbi. Yeah, regular. You know, Shalom Aleich Rabbi, which is how long? About 2 seconds, Nagid. The delay is so negligible by any normal methods of communication, all of these things, Zoom, telephone, it's sometimes in milliseconds up to a second. Therefore, you don't have to worry about the delay either. Even if, by the way, if you get on a computer right now and you have a live feed from the Kotel, even though it's, you know, 6,000 miles away, it's on a different continent, still, because of the technology, the delay is very, very, very minimal. So you don't have to worry about that. That's mutar. Now, so far, we broke it down, we said. In terms of being yotzei de chova, we said it's a machloket. Obviously, why didn't the Rishonim speak about this? Because they didn't have these technologies by the time of the Rishonim. What are we saying? Otma, lachzor. In terms of yitziat yedei chova, for any mitzvah that requires shomea keone, with a microphone or with a Zoom or with a telephone. Yes or no? Machloket aposkim. There are several poskim. Agon Chazonish, by the way, I forgot to say, is mekel like Rav Moshe. He also says, shalakim, with a microphone. Megillah and all these things. But Lidat Maran Zichron Barcha, he very, very much understood, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that en lehakil latzet yedei chova, you're not yotzei at all. Now, what about in terms of answering? There are several poskim who say you can't answer because you're not there. Maran Zichron Barcha says that's not true. The Gemara says, afilo mechitza shel barzel. There is one situation, Rabotai, in Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, where a person, if you're not standing with the minyan, even if you hear them, that you wouldn't be able to answer. Yeah, says the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you're a next door neighbor with the shul, and your windows are open. Yeah, and you hear them, right? It happens a lot, especially in the summer. Windows are open. You hear kaddishim, kedushot, akol. Can you answer or not? You're not in the building. You're not with the minyan physically. Can you answer or not? Says Maran, it depends. In general, yes. But if between you and the Dvarim Shel Kiddusha, the minyan that's happening, there is, he says, tinofet or avodah zarah. If there's filth or avodah zarah between you, although the Gemara says that even a mechitza shel barzel is not mafsik between Yisrael and you can always join the tzibur, that's only if there's no avodah zarah, which means that if chalila, let's say, if there's a bet avodah zarah, church, between my house and the shul, and yet I hear them saying Dvarim Shel Kiddusha, you're not allowed to answer. If there's a dumpster, whatever it is, something filthy that's open between me and the shul, the halacha is, it's mafsik, you can't answer, even if you hear it.
Is it the smell or the actual content?
The content itself. Now, that's if it's not, if it's a dumpster and it's covered, that's yesh lakid. But if it's something that's, let's say there's filth there, this tzoa or whatever it is, mamash, out in the open, between me and the minyan, asur. Says the Gaon Mivilna, which Maran Zichron Livracha quotes in Yechavedat, he says, that's only if you see it. Now, you better believe, anytime, you know, with any of these methods of communication between you and Israel, there's a lot of avodah zarah, there's a lot of tinofet, a lot of filth and stuff like that. So how come that's not mafsik? Says the Gaon, which the Yechavedat quotes, that's only, the Gaon Mivilna explains Maran, that's only when you see it. If you're able to see the avodah zarah or the filth between you and the minyan that's happening, that's when it's mafsik. That's when it creates a partition and you're not able to answer. But if you can't see it, if it's not, right, especially if it's over the, you know, the radio waves or whatever it is in Yodama, over there, bivada, bivada, you're allowed to answer and it's not mafsik. Now, so that's that. So again, if you are listening to one of these radio transmissions of the Slichot, or even of a minyan or whatever it is, you can answer amen. Or, here's another great one, during COVID, yeah? A lot of people were stuck at home, and they had, I'm not even talking about where they had the, you know, the pirate minyanim and stuff. That's a different story altogether. I'm not talking about those. I'm not talking about in the beginning of COVID. I'm talking about, let's say, you know, people started minyanim slowly but surely, whatever, and not everybody could get out. So what did people do? They started, that's when Zoom minyanim started becoming very popular. If you hear a Zoom minyan, Yeah? Are you allowed to answer or according to the Tshuva Nichavedat? Nachon etzem machloket, he brings a machloket, but he holds halacha l'maaseh. You can answer whatever you like. Mutar, mishum ba'ayah. Yeah? What do you say?
Chazon Ovadia.
Chazon Ovadia and Nichavedat. He brings them beforash. It's not a problem to answer. Now.
You get the benefits of answering if you were there also.
Oh, now. Last thing that needs to be discussed is, we spoke about Yetziyat Yedechovah. We spoke about whether or not you can answer, which we said yes. The shaila now becomes, what about Tfilah B'Tzibur? Okay? That's a totally different dynamic. I'm not talking about Tfilah B'Zman She'atzibur Mitpananim. You know, when a person prays, there are three levels of Tfilah. There's Tfilah B'Yachid. There's, Nachon, that's just davening alone. Then there's a level above that, Tfilah Bizman She'atzibur Mitpalalim, which means not praying with the Tzibur, but praying at a time that is simultaneous with the Tzibur. That's a step up. And what's the highest level? Tfilah Betzibur. Praying physically, when being physically present with the Tzibur, in Lema'ala Mizeh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... I skipped one level also. There's another level of Tfilah B'Yachid B'Vit HaKneset, which means even there's another level that even if you can't make a minyan, there's an idea that you should still try to pray B'Vit HaKneset or B'Vit HaMidrash. Now, obviously, it goes without saying that if I'm joining a tefillah or a slichot via Zoom or live stream or phone, whatever it is, that's definitely the level of tefillah Bizman She'atzibur Mitpalani. That's not a question, because it's happening. The question is what? Is it considered tefillah betzibur? Obviously, what's the tzad to say not?
Not there.
You're not there. So many poskim understand it kefi pshuto, that you're not there. Tefillah betzibur, it's not, but you can answer everything, even if you're not there. Don't forget, whether or not you're allowed to answer the Devarim Shel Kiddusha and tefillah betzibur are two separate halachot. Even if it's not tefillah betzibur, we've already established you can answer, according to Maran Zechon Berachah at least, you can answer the Amenim and the Kedushot and the Baruch Hu, all the things that require Minyan, you can answer. Now, what about Tfilah B'Tzibur? Many poskim say no. During COVID, by the way, you should know, as tragic as COVID was, you don't know how much Torah was mitchadesh in the world as a result of COVID. You know that? So many Sfarim and Chidushei Halachot, and because poskim had to deal with situations, scenarios that never happened before. You know how many, so many things. You know how much back and forth, I don't know if you know porch minyanim?
Yeah.
Porch minyanim, whether people could be mitzteref letzibur by people standing on their porches on either side of the street. You know how many sfarim were written just about that topic? Tremendous machlokot poskim about many, many different things. So many topics that came, you know, not to, you can't even say if there's a good part about COVID. It's not, that's hard to say. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to send COVID to the world, and as a result of that, so much Torah was mitchadesh, you know, at least we have something good from it. Nahon? Anyway, during COVID, Agaon Chaim Yitzchak wrote a tshuva b'chtav yad that will probably make its way into his, he has a Sheilot Teshuvot HaRishon Etzion. I don't know if you've seen that. Two Chalakim. There's more Chalakim coming out.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's more Chalakim Ezat Hashem coming out. It's in the works. And it's just compilations of tshuvot that he wrote during his tenure of Rishon Etzion. So he wrote about this, and he says, if a person is stuck at home during COVID, or even not COVID, let's say a person's zaken v'chole, whatever it is, he's not well, he can't get to a minyan, and all he can do, you know what boomed as a result of COVID? Zoom. Yeah. Nobody knew what Zoom was before. Yeah? I mean, maybe some business people, whatever, but it wasn't, it really, really like exploded during COVID. And that's, oh wow, we can do minyanim, we can do all these things by Zoom. That's when it really came out. Or he said, let's say sometimes soldiers, they're in a place where they can't have a minyan, and they want to join a tefillah based on the Zoom. He writes in the, many poskim argue on him, but he writes over there, that bimkom ones, where a person cannot physically attend a minyan, praying together with a minyan via Zoom, is considered tefillah b'tzibur. He writes, meforash, you have the ma'ala not only of tefillah, bizman she'atzibur mitpalalim, but even the ma'ala of tefillah b'tzibur as well. And he says, obviously, there's nothing that can substitute actual tefillah b'tzibur. But in absence of that, there are certain situations in life. Yeah, what do you think? Halacha is all about lechatchila, all about ideal. What do you think? Every situation, most of halacha, I would venture to say 80% of, if you look in Shulchan Aruch and the poskim and all these things, how much of Judaism is b'di'avad? Things that are less than optimal. things that come up that you have to deal with, right? A posek is not only for things that are, you know, only things that are, oh, lechatchila, lechatchila. We think everything in life is lechatchila. You have to deal with the b'di'avad also. By the way, b'di'avid is a mispronunciation. Yeah, they say b'di'avid. It's not nachon. B'di'avad, in Aramaic, b'di means when, avad, it has been done. What does it mean? In Latin, there's a term post facto, once it's already done. So b'di'avid just doesn't mean anything. It means something about a slave. Yeah, the word is pronounced b'di'avad. That's lechatechila. Yeah, lo lechatechila. There's a dagesh in the tab that makes it shivana. Lechatechila b'di'avad. Kachamay. Now, by the way, write it down. Kafachaim writes in Siman Samach Aleph, Saif Katan Nun Vav. Agaon Kafachaim writes meforash that a person must be, especially among Sfaradim, right? For whatever reason, you have to. We're very, very careful about dikduk. Ashkenazim also. By the way, some of the biggest medakdikim of all time were Ashkenazim. Rashi. How much, what percentage of Rashi on the Torah is dikduk? 33. At least a third of the Rashis on the Torah are on dikduk. Usually, I wouldn't say but many people, when they hit those Rashis, what do they do? Yalla. Skip. Like you're trying to lehabdil, skip an ad. You know what I'm saying? Mazeh. Mashiach Kadosh felt it necessary to write these kalela dikduk. He tells you, and he quotes Rabbi Moshe Adarshan, he quotes Donash, he quotes Menachem Ben Saruk, Donah Medakdakim, Rashi, Rabban Shal Kol Yisrael. What are you skipping the Rashi's ala dikduk? Rav Saadia Gaon, Rabbeinu David Kimchi, Radak. Yeah, Gdole Olam. Apparently dikduk is something very important. Agon Kaf Chaim writes, in Siman Samach Aleph, Seif Katan Nun Vav, in Yichot Kirat Shema, it is super important to be makpid, not only when a person's praying, to be medakdek, even when you're learning Torah, just stam. It's important to be medakdek, to say the words properly ketikunam, because he says, words of Torah utfilah that are uttered shelo bedikduk come to Shamaim handicapped, and they do not have the desired effect in Shamaim because they weren't uttered properly. A person has to train himself to speak, pray, and learn bedikduk. Yeah, that's the masoret that we have from Abotenu HaKadoshim. You have to, in Tzarech Mamash, in the yeshiva of Rav Saadia Gaon. Rav Saadia Gaon was considered Aviyah Dikduk. He had a yeshiva. In order to be accepted to his yeshiva, you had to learn Dikduk for 3 years before you were first accepted into the yeshiva. You know that? Klala Dikduk. Just that. Obviously, you had to be a Tamid Chacham besides that. But there was a mandatory curriculum of 3 years of Dikduk before you were accepted into the yeshiva of Rav Saadia Gaon. זה לא צחוק, נכון? שוכי ניס, נכון? בקיצור, anything you learn. Again, don't make yourself crazy. You know what I'm saying? If it's going to slow you down significantly, whatever, because a lot of people, you should know, especially if you grew up in Ashkenazi yeshivot like me, so you just, you know, it's like second nature to read it like a, which is fine. But later on, you're supposed to graduate to, you know, that's what happened with me. Since I was a kid, I've always been learning. Davening, I always daven like a Sfaradi. But learning, it's like a split. It's you know, Sfaradim and Ashkenazi yeshivas, they have like a little split personality. You know what I'm saying? It's a shtickle bipolar. When it comes to davening, see, you daven like a Sfaradi. Tefillah like a Sfaradi. Yeah? But when it comes to learning, see, Abaye, Rav, Papa, you know, Pashut, because that's how we were raised, and that's how you're mechunach. When you grow older, you should try to fix that. To go back, what do you think in Bavel, Talmud Bavli? You think they call themselves Abaye, Rav, or Papa, Makitom? They're in Bavel. You know, where's Bavel?
Iraq.
They spoke like Iraqis, you know what I'm saying? They said, oh, kacha. Again, everything, not in one shot, you know what I'm saying? No, don't get too excited now, just, you know, pull the trigger. Slowly, if you can. That's the Masoret Shel Avotenu. If you hear, listen, there's shiurim you can hear from Maran Zichron Baruch, from Agaon Chacham Ben Tzion, from Agaon Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu. Listen to how they give. Listen to how they pronounced things from the Gemara. Listen to how they pronounced things from Mishnayot. You'd be amazed. Different names. Yeah, Marukva, Murukva. Different. Yeah, many, many differences in Rav Chisda. No, Rav Hasda. All sorts of different pronunciations, because that's how in Porat Yosef, that's how they got the thing. Again, obviously don't let it detract from the quality of your learning. But what? No, I'm just telling you this Marei Makom, so that you know that Dikduk is not something to be swept under the rug. It is something that is so integral. It's in the bedrock of Am Yisrael is Dikduk. That's why it plays such a role. So, Mikol Makom, according to Gaon Chacham Yitzchak, at least. He says the halacha is that you, in absence of being able to attend such a minyan, ledina, he says, it is considered tefillah betzibur if you can. Many modern-day poskim disagree with him. They say it's not considered, at most, they consider it bizman she'atzibur mitpalelim, but not tefillah betzibur mamash. But he has this chidush, the Yalkut Yosef, that it is considered tefillah betzibur when nothing, again, if a person's be'onis, that's the best he can do. So, might as well. If you shouldn't be using it, say, oh, you know, instead of going to minyan, I'm just going to turn on a Zoom. That's just, you know, naval birshut haTorah. That's being lazy. Go. Part of going to pray b'tzibur is, schar psi'ot. There's another, besides for schar limud and schar tefillah, the Gemara Brachot speaks about schar psi'ot. You get mitzvah for traveling. Yeah, that's in yeshiva dorms. You miss that a little bit. You know that. Yeah. I had Rebbeim that with Davka, they used to live close to shuls. They would Davka go daven by further shuls that were further away on the other side of town, to get bedavka, schar psi'ot, to get reward for walking. Mikol makom, that's what it is with regards to slichot and other tefillot, and it does come up. So that's that. I just want to put it out there. I don't know if, I'm sure Yaakov said already, if there's, during these periods that I'm going to be here, Bezat Hashem, during the day, I'm coming back tonight, Bezat Hashem, at 9:15. 9?
You're coming at 9:15, the shiur's at 9:30.
Right, I'm coming at 9:15, but the shiur's at 9:30. If anybody wants to talk, meet, discuss, consult, whatever, so I'm going to try to make times during those slots, so just do me a favor, let me know a little bit in advance so I'm able to work it out like that, okay? So that's it. Any questions before we end the shiur today? Yeah. Yonan Navi, Matomim.
So the rest of the poskim that don't say like a mitzvah,
yeah.
They say that the yotze is man she'asibur mitpalel.
Yes.
You're also yotze the nan yamenim.
Yeah. Well, some of them say you can't even answer, but according to the ones that you can answer, yeah, also you'll say you're nan yamenim, nan yamenim. Now, remember, every day you have to be a tzaddik. Maz a tzaddik. Tzaddik ibed kelechem dato. We said in the vidu of Yom Kippur, tzaddik is rashi tevot. Sadi amenim. You have 90 amenim per day. Dalet kedushot, asara kadishim, me'abrachot. Sadi, dalet, yod, kof, tishim amenim. Tzaddik is tishim. Dalet is arba'a. Dalet kedushot. Right? You have four. How do you have four kedushot?
Shacharit, mincha.
In shacharit you have three. Yotzer, Chazarat Hashatz, and Uva Letzion, Kedushat HaSidra, and one more by Mincha, four Kedushot. Then you have Asara Kaddishim, throughout the Tefillot of the day. You have 10 Kaddishim at least, and 100 Brachot. Every day you have to be a Tzaddik, make sure you get all those every day.
You with Ashkenazim, they have 10 Kaddish as well?
You should. If you can't, they should. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the difference between Kedushai and Tabet Zivur? Why is there a difference between, like, if you can answer amen to... To
answering amen and joining a tzibur, tefillah b'tzibur, is two different topics. So even if you want to tell me that you can answer amen, many poskim will tell you, those who argue on Chametz Chak, they would say, you're still not yotze the din of tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah, yeah. Yeah, well, any other questions before we end? Yeah.
If you're praying in Ashkenazi minyan, they don't do the Yud Gimel Midot, you have to do it with the ta'amim?
You should do it, yes. You should do it yourself with the ta'amim. Like Maran Tzachon Rechah says many times, you do it b'te'amim, and you do it yourself, just not so conspicuous, to the side, so you shouldn't be, you don't want to make like Afghana in the middle of the
floor. Yeah.
Slichot, it's only minhag, it's not, if you don't hear the shul, it's not much bigger deal. Yeah.
Since the Yud Gimel Midot by Shachrit VeYachid are supposed to be considered like Sukkim and Limud, are you supposed to finish the entire Pasuk?
No.